Track 24.
As an advisor from a human rights organisation, I would like to inform you about the work that we are currently doing as regards child exploitation in the tourist industry. With the growth of digital technology, we can now get access to cheap flights and hotel accommodation all over the world. As a result, the tourist industry has grown at an astonishing speed over the last few years. However, the downside of this development is that holidaymakers, especially in developing countries, are brought into contact with children who are at risk of crimes such as child trafficking. A key point for us is the role of the tourist industry in employment. We are, of course, in favour of the development of jobs in the hotel business for young local people. However, these young people are also often at risk. They frequently have to work long hours, sometimes in dangerous conditions. We focus on helping to create decent working conditions and on promoting the rights of young hotel workers. In this respect, I am pleased to say a number of leading hotel chains and tour operators are now working hand in hand with us. Before I go on, I must stress that the leading tour operators are certainly not directly responsible for child sex tourism in any way, and that a lot of these companies and hotel chains help us in our work. They help us by reporting any cases they may be aware of. Moreover, in cooperation with several leading tour operators, we are able to run a programme of e-learning workshops to provide extra training for hotel staff. The modules are all based on real-life cases and are designed to teach staff members at the hotels how to notice and deal with cases of child exploitation that they see in their hotel. This programme has been quite successful. In quite a few countries where mass tourism has expanded and the infrastructure for tourism is being developed, you can often see children involved in activities such as the construction of new hotels or in building roads. Here again, we have started to assist governments and the tourist industry in updating guidelines and standards to protect children. We have a long way to go, but I can say with some certainty that we are beginning to get to the heart of these problems with the help of most of the tourist industry.